Good morning. This is a real thrill for Wendy and I to be here in Newbury. It's quite a distance from Norwich, as we found out yesterday as we drove down. But nevertheless, it is a thrill for us to be here at the start of your debt centre work here in this town. And it is really, really exciting that this is happening. Some 20 years ago, I was leading a church in a town called Bingley, which is just near to west of Bradford. And one day a friend of mine said to me, "John, there is a new charity, a new work starting, it just has started in Bradford, and I'd like you to come along and see it." So on this particular day, this is some 20 years ago, Christians Against Poverty had been going a couple of years before that, started in John Kirby's sitting room with one client and a massive vision. And so I'm at Jubilee Mill in Bradford on this particular day. It's a huge building. I know this is a huge building, but Jubilee Mill is huger. Is that a word? No. And it's on five floors, and you go in on the middle floor. You still do today. But in those days, there were no partitions. It was just a huge space with a few desks, John Kirby, and some volunteers who were very, very, and this was what they were saying. They were very, very enthusiastic that this charity, this work that is starting, is going to change thousands of people's lives. And here they are with a laptop, a phone, some volunteers, and a vision, and not a lot else, frankly. And I don't know, but when you go to newish places like this, things stick in your mind. Well, what stuck in my mind were buckets that were plastic, you know, coloured plastic buckets that were dotted around the room. And I wondered what they were for. Well, it soon became clear because it started to rain. Now, it rains in Bradford quite a lot. I thought it rained a lot in Norwich, but Bradford beats it all, really. And so I then saw why these strategically placed buckets were important. They were collecting the rain on the third floor with two floors above. So what was going on up there? I've no idea. And as the rain intensified, John and the others, as if it was sort of normal, rushed to the sides of the room and got out umbrellas. And so had umbrellas up and were working and answering the phone under an umbrella inside. Weird. I was talking to John about that last year when I was in Bradford, and he smiled. He said, "You never would believe it, would you? And you wouldn't believe it." There are now over 300 people working in head office in Bradford on all five floors with no buckets. The roof is fixed. They've even bought the next door mill, Jubilee Centre, where there are a number of other people working, and where the church meets, connected to CAP Light Church. Now, why I'm telling you that is because you are now part of that vision. And you are partnering with over 600 other CAP centres running in churches across the UK, 600. And with centres in New Zealand, Australia, Canada, and now we're pioneering a centre in Chicago. Now, John has a great vision, and if you've heard him, as Lisa has, and I suspect some of you have, and you're going to hear him in a moment, you'd know that yes, he is a man of vision, but... And he would say this, and he said it to me just recently. This is about the kingdom of God advancing. This is about the work of God, advancing the kingdom through his Son and seeing people saved and added to his church and seeing thousands and thousands of lives transformed and changed through the work of Christians Against Poverty. I've been doing it now for 20 years. I sort of didn't have I wasn't overly impressed at the start, I have to say. I've now repented of that. I've stood in the corner, you know, and sackcloth and ashes, and I'm so sorry. I didn't see the vision that was about to unfold. And so we are seeing thousands of people. When Hope walks in, when Lisa walks in to somebody's home, Hope walks with her into that home. It transforms that home because God is with her to bless those people. And we have the privilege of saying, God loves you. And we have also the privilege of saying, not only does he love you, we're going to show you just how much he loves you by relieving you of the pressure of debt, by taking away all the problems, by taking them all away, and by dealing with those people who are threatening and pestering you, so that you can be free. Jesus says, the Spirit of the Lord is on me because he's anointed me to preach good news to the poor. And Christians Against Poverty, if you don't hear anything else as I go rambling on, it's that the good news of Jesus, the preaching of that good news, is going out into thousands and thousands. Over 25,000 homes this year will hear the good news of Jesus. And thousands of people will respond to that good news and be added to the church and become part of your fellowship, become part of your family. And you'll have the privilege of welcoming them into your church and the Bridge Fellowship. If that isn't good news, I don't know what is. Now, as is customary with me, I've now thrown everything on the floor. I've got notes. I don't know why I bother with them, but I've got them. I'm blaming the lectern. Will did say it wasn't up. I'm sorry about this. This is chaos here, isn't it? Hey, that's tonight. Keep with me. So we're going to hear the story of Tina in a moment. You're going to see the film. She's one of 14 million people living in poverty. Living in this place that is absolutely hopeless. It seems it gets worse and worse as day goes by. There seems to be nothing you can do, no one to help you, nothing that can break this cycle of more and more, worse and worse, people knocking on the door, people phoning, letters coming, red letters. Until Hope walks in and changes the life of Tina. Only a stone's throw away. That was one of the titles of one of the films. We do a new film each year for Cap Sunday. You're going to see the latest one in just a second. But one of them was called "When Only a Stone's Throw Away," and it was a picture of Matt, our chief executive officer, with a flat stone. You know, a flat stone. If you were on a beach with a flat stone, and you were like me, what would you do? Yeah, you go. See how many bounces you could get. I used to do it with my kids. They always beat me at it. At any rate, only a stone's throw away from where you're sitting right this minute, only a stone's throw away is someone who is living in poverty, who is someone who is living with unmanageable debt and doesn't know where to turn. Maybe has tried various agencies, maybe has tried, but no one has come up with the solution. And they don't know where to go. And it's hopeless. And they've been living like this for a number of, sometimes it's a number of years before they pluck up courage to lift the phone and phone that 0800 number. And someone on the end says, "We care about you. We know that God loves you. We can help you. We can introduce you to our debt centre in Newbury. We can introduce you to a loving community of people who will welcome you with open arms. And we can help you with your debt. No question." And the relief that that brings is enormous. Let's see the... I'll go on and on. Let's see the film.
My neighbours didn't know what situation I was in. To walk past the house, no, you wouldn't know. The only thing you'd think is, oh, that person keeps their curtains closed. You don't know what goes on behind closed doors. The one thing I didn't want was to be judged. You put a front on to people. I won't have a cup of tea because I've only got a quarter of a pint of milk that's got to last me a week. You make excuses. Oh, the boiler's not working today, so I can't put the heating on, sorry. Oh, the bulbs have blown, sorry. I'd go around and take the bulbs out. My bedtime became sort of 4 or 5 o'clock in the evening because I couldn't read by the lights I had and or do my cross-stitch or anything like that. Collect the post once in a blue moon. Big pile of letters, isn't it? We want this, we want this, we want this. But you can't have it. There's just nothing left. You don't see an end. And as much as people tell you there's an end, there isn't. You're living, not day to day, I was living minute to minute. And the only answer I could see was, if I'm not on this earth, you can't get anything from me.
Over 1.5 million people haven't got enough food to eat, heating for their home, or even a place to call their home, right here, right now in the UK. Poverty is in every community, often hidden behind closed doors. I know what it's like to not have enough to feed your children. I know what it's like to have to leave home. And that's why I started CAP 23 years ago. We offer award-winning debt counselling. We have job clubs and we offer courses that help people with life skills and dependencies. Every one of our life transforming services is run in partnership with a local church just like yours. Whenever CAP partner with local churches, lives are transformed and poverty is relieved. Every year together, tens of thousands of lives are touched by the work of CAP and the local church. But most importantly, around 1,000 people choose to respond to Jesus. On her own, Tina had absolutely no chance of resolving her debt situation. But once the local church and CAP were on the scene, things began to change dramatically.
It was a relief when Ruth came round because, for once, it was someone that wanted to listen to me, that wasn't getting paid to listen to me. And I stopped. I broke my heart. She then said, right, we're going to help you here. They will sort you a budget out that gives you money that I can go shopping, where I could open the post and just put it in an envelope and send it to Ruth or keep it for her next visit. Such a relief to be able to get up in the morning and open your blinds and your curtains and you see sunlight instead of a dark room. You know, and I remember going to church after I went there. You all right? Yep. I went debt free the other day. Yeah, and, you know, and everyone was genuinely pleased that I'd done it as well. And through the Kirk journey, I started going to my local Baptist church. And it started restoring my faith. I got baptised. And it was like a piece of my wall that I put up came down. But also another weight got lifted with the support of my father and the support of the churches and the people around me. I can now start rebuilding my life.
Will you join over 30,000 other people who, just like you, believe that the church should be involved in its community and be at the forefront of social change? Who, like you, believe that poverty should be relieved and people should be given a chance to live again? And also, that Jesus should be at the heart of all we do, that we should share the good news with the people that we help. Will you today join those, and together we can make a massive difference? £10 a month, two calls answered, everything starts with a call. Will you be the bringers of hope into people's lives?
Okay. Now, I've got a free gift for you. It's amazing how well that goes down each time I say it. It's a free gift. And it's this. This is the story of Christians Against Poverty as told by the guy you just seen, John Kirby. Okay? That's a free book. If you happen to have read it, I've got another free gift called Journeys of Hope, 12 Lives Changed by Christians Against Poverty. And just to emphasise what John has said at the end of the film, most of you will have a form. Now, there are a number of things that you can do to help this charity go forward and to help more people. Lisa's already referred to it, and you have a support team here, who are praying and will continue to pray. Well, this form, if you fill in this form, just your name and address and a contact number, and give us permission to contact you, you will become part of the prayer team. Now, this is really, really important. The prayers of God's people are really, really powerful. And there are a great number of people now who are on the front line, going into people's homes, going into situations that are sometimes difficult. And the prayers of God's people, encouraging and supporting them, are really, really important. And you will become part of the national prayer team. You will get regular information as to what to pray for. So that's really important. And the second thing you can do is to become, as John has said, a life changer. Now, I understand that giving is not that easy. It's not that easy for me to talk to you about this. But it is important. I have come to see how important it is, because without our head office and without those Christians, over 300 of them, giving the service, especially to our debt centres, so that people can become debt free, it won't happen. So we need regular givers. But the giving to your church here in Newbury, must take priority. Of course it must. I mean, without a church, where are we? So it's really, really important that you think of that. But if there's anything spare, a little bit even, £5 a month, will make possible one person to have a phone call and one person to start on the journey to becoming debt-free and hopefully finding Jesus. So please consider that. At the end, fill in the form, give them back to me, please, and you'll get a free book. And I just want to just give you an example. Wendy and I went to visit a lady in Norwich called Jane. She has had a brain hemorrhage and 4 strokes. She was in her 50s. Her husband had walked out on her some years ago. She had a house with a mortgage. She had a severely handicapped son. And her husband had built up a string of debts on top of the mortgage, which she was finding impossible to handle. Now, this is not untypical. We encounter similar problems every day. I've got if I was to look on my diary for the week coming, there will be a new client that I'm going to see. There will be a couple of clients that I'm already working with. We have over 80 clients live on the books in Norwich, if you like. I mean, live in the sense, I know they're living. I mean, live in that we're helping them on their journey to become debt free. I've got clients to visit who is up the budget stage, and I'm going to present the budget to them to show them the way that they can become debt free. But Jane was a big problem. She had approached all the agencies that she could think of in Norwich, and none of them were able to help her. They were very sympathetic, but they didn't have the means to help her. We have now got her into a position where she is claiming some benefits which she should have been claiming, but wasn't. She was getting some help for her son, who is severely handicapped. She's getting some relief from her mortgage, and we've showed her a way by which she can keep her house and pay her mortgage. We've shown her how she can deal with her debts, and indeed we've taken her debts away from her. And although she's paying into us an agreed amount of money, we are now dealing with her debts, and so she's without. And this lady her life has been transformed. And there's another thing that we do. I know you won't be able to, I know this isn't particularly brilliant as an illustration, because you can't see it probably. But this is a little card that we've made. It's called Jesus at the Door. And what we do is we show our clients, and I've shown Jane when we were there. I told her that God loves her, and I've given her this card. And I've said, Jane, what do you see on the front of this card? And she said, I can see a heart shape. I said, yes, what does that represent? Well, love, I suppose, she said. And then she said, I don't see a lot of love at the moment, but at any rate, that's what it represented. I said, yes, what else? Well, what about that figure? Who do you think the figure is? And what is he doing? And she said, well, it looks as though he's knocking on the door. I said, yes, he is. But the thing is, Jane, where is the handle on the door? Where is the opener? And she looked at it again and she said, it looks as though it's on the inside. It is on the inside. And do you know what that represents, Jane? That represents Jesus knocking at the door of your heart. And when you open that door, he will come in and be with you forever. Wow, she said. So I said, Jane, I'm going to leave it with you. Have a look at it. There are some words on the back. And when we come back next time, we'll ask you how you got on with it. And we asked her when we came back. And she prayed a little prayer. She'd read what was on the bank. She prayed a little prayer. And she's now coming to church. We have a row in the front. I don't know why. I mean, we didn't direct cap clients to the front row of our church, but they seem to gravitate to the front row. I mean, probably if it was me, I'd sit at the back. But anyway, they all sit on the front row, our cap clients who've become Christians. I mean, it's a huge thrill to us. I don't know if that's theologically sound or not, but at any rate, it is to see these guys. And of course, they do some odd. They get up in the middle of the sermon and go out and then come back in, and you know. But they're there and they love Jesus. And this little card has helped lots of people come to know Jesus. And that's what we're about. We're about the Janes of this world. We're about the people who are struggling. We're about the people where they have no hope. But we have the privilege, and you do. You will have this privilege. I tell you. A lot of you will go with your debt centre manager. Lisa, that's it. That's the thing. Do you know when you get... do you forget names? Oh, dear, oh, dear. I'm not really as old as I'm... No, anyway... But you'll go out with Lisa, and you'll go into people's homes, and you'll bring hope where there is none. And you'll see lives transformed. And you'll have the privilege of seeing people come to know Jesus, become a Christian. You'll have the privilege of welcoming it into your family here and at the Bridge. You will. I've launched countless centres over the time that I've been part of CAP. And I've been back to see how it goes. And I keep in touch with some of them. And they tell me it's in the thousands that we're seeing, which is what it's all about. So I'm here to encourage you. I'm here to encourage you that this is it's an adventure. It's exciting. It's a thrill for me. It's an absolute privilege for me to be here. To be at the start, the actual start when Lisa goes for training on this week, Wednesday and Thursday. And comes back and then starts doing the work of a debt centre manager and beginning to see clients and taking you to, you know, you, I'm sure you will sign up, won't you? You will sign up to become befrienders. To go with Lisa and support her and see this transformation that takes place. It's a tremendous mission. And I'm thankful that I'm here. Just one scripture. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to give you hope and a future. And we are going into people's homes, giving them hope and showing them that there is a future and that life can be so different to their experience. That the times when people, that we go into people, one of the last things we do two things at the end. We ask them, how are you off for food? And every week I'm going into someone's home when someone will say, okay. And then you delve a little bit deeper. And then you find that they're missing meals so their children can have food. And we're able to say to you, well, we'll take you out for a food shop. What, now? Yes, now. We'll go down to wherever it is, whichever supermarket, and we'll buy you some food so that you've got enough food for you and your family for the coming few weeks until we get the plan in place and you can then afford to go and buy your food, which we will. And then people just burst out into tears because someone is prepared to go that extra mile and give them the food that they haven't got. And the last thing we do, and my last thing, is that we pray with our clients. We say, is it okay to pray with you? And I was going to say 9 times out of 10. 99 times out of 100 they say, yes, please. What is it you'd like us to pray for? And they would say a thing, and we would then pray. Do you know, it's one of these, I was going to say odd, it isn't really odd, but when we get to that moment and we say, okay, let's pray, it goes sort of quiet, you know, because God turns up and we pray our little prayer and they say, gosh, what was that? That's God. He loves you. He wants to hear your prayers. When hope walks in, the situation changes. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much that you have revealed your love for the poor through your word, through the life of your son, and now through your church. Thank you so much, Father, that we have the opportunity to reach out into this town, the town of Newbury, with the good news of Jesus, and also with the good news that there is hope. There is a way forward. And through this service that is starting here in this town, many people will come to know you, Father, and will be relieved of their debt and know the freedom that you can bring. And Father, thank you for this privilege. Thank you for Lisa, who is going to be starting this work very soon. Thank you for her. Bless her. Keep her safe. Show her the places to go, Father, and the people to see. Open many doors so that hope can come in. Thank you, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.